Hi, y'all. This is Kristen Chenoweth.
Hi, I'm Gloria Stefan.
This is Sarah Bareilles.
Hi, I'm Patti LuPone.
This is Lin-Manuel Miranda. You're listening to the Broadway Podcast Network.
Hello, it is Ryan, and we could all use an extra bright spot in our day, couldn't we? Just to make up for things like sitting in traffic, doing the dishes, counting your steps, you know, all the mundane stuff. That is why I'm such a big fan of Chumba Casino. Chumba Casino has all your favorite social casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere with daily bonuses. That should brighten your day a little. Actually, a lot. So sign up now at chumbacasino.com. That's ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
Lucky Land Casino. Asking people, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
Lucky? In line at the deli, I guess?
Aha, in my dentist's office. More than once, actually.
Do I have to say?
Yes, you do.
In the car before my kids' PTA meeting.
Really?
Yes.
Excuse me, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
I never win and tell.
Well, there you have it. You can get lucky anywhere, playing at LuckyLandSlots.com. Play for free right now. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Hi, guys. It's Tommy.
And Angelica.
Hello, mateys. It's Philip.
All right. So, you're listening to
Real Talk.
All right. So many things just happened in that terrible intro. Let's talk about them. First of all, please, everyone, welcome my brother, Philip. He is filling in for Angelica today. We're so happy he's here. He loves Big Brother. He watched me struggle in the house all year last year. And he's been watching for years with me, so we're so excited that he's on the podcast talking about this season with us of All Stars. And then, okay, let's also talk about my dad's entrance there, because it's the same joke and over again in another language. It's not funny anymore. You're losing us.
Okay.
It's literally, I don't even know what, German was that?
No.
What was it?
It was English.
It was English?
Hello, mateys.
Is that what you said? Hello, mateys?
Yeah. Hello? Hello, mateys.
Are you speaking? I'm really confused.
So, no, this is the German.
Typical gibberish.
This is terrible. I have to cut all of this out. This is literally terrible. No one could. He's trying to play something on the phone. He's trying to. I knew he was trying to do German.
With his shaky hands, he can't even press the button.
Yeah, no, this is literally the worst intro for our podcast ever.
Let's move on.
Can you just explain what you were trying to do and what you failed at? And so everybody at least knows what's going on in this room right now? Because I'm sure they're all majorly confused.
Let me explain.
Okay, explain.
I had another language set up and I practiced it. But I.
What language?
I was going to use it in the future, but I guess.
But what
not
language
anymore.
Was it?
All right. I was going to do German. And
I knew it. I said German because I heard his phone when we were outside rehearsing. I heard his phone say German or whatever it was.
No.
So I knew that that's the language you were going to use.
Yeah.
You didn't say ahoy, mateys. You didn't say English.
He's still trying to buy it.
Terrible. Terrible. All right, guys. So that's a. That's just about
abused.
Our intro today.
Abused.
I know. I'm
well,
abusing
I also
him.
Would just like to point out that no one told me I was supposed to synchronize, like, saying real talk with you guys.
Yeah.
But I still feel like I nailed it.
Yeah, you did a good job.
So we got the three Bracco boys today on the podcast. Look
Should
at that.
Should be a lot of fun. They're already starting on me.
Uh-huh.
How did I get here?
We dragged Philip in. Angelica, this is so typical Angelica, so you guys know why she's not here. She went to Ocean City with her boyfriend. They're away for the weekend, but she just casually in a group chat just dropped that she's not going to be here until Monday today. So I was like, we're filming a podcast tonight, Angelica. And she's like, oh, yeah. I was like, maybe Phil could fill in. She's then before
yeah,
she
wait,
even.
So we're shopping in, what is it?
We were in Primark shopping.
Yeah, so we're shopping and Thomas texts like, can Philip fill in? And so she goes, Philip, can you fill in? And I go, and then she goes, he said yes.
Before he even answered. So Philip got dragged into the podcast, but we're very happy to have him.
Yay.
All right, cool. So let's talk about Big Brother. You know, it was just kind of, we were all waiting for this episode to just happen and be over with because we knew what was going to happen. We knew Janelle was going home from watching the feeds. It was a boring week to watch. It was hard to watch, hard to wait for. But then we got to the episode tonight and it's proof why she is the queen of Big Brother. She's incredible.
She looked beautiful.
She, okay, that's the first thing you think of. Sure, got it. Okay.
No, but
she did really look beautiful. Yes, yes.
I think she made a good point, like, for keeping her over Kasar. Like,
absolutely.
She
but do you
points.
Notice that every person that actually has a better campaign is the one that goes home in All-Stars? They're keeping the players that suck on purpose.
Right.
Right.
So the pattern that we're seeing is you want to be bad at campaigning when you're playing Big Brother All-Stars. Because if you're actually good and actually make a point, they all send you home. It makes no sense.
Well, then should we just crown David the winner now?
Ooh, he's coming in hot. Yikes. Wow. He's caught right up. I love it.
So I guess were these on the feeds, these two things?
What?
Or was it last night? I think it was last night's episode. The Vampire Blood.
Yeah, I loved that segment. Loved it. That segment so much.
Ian does it very devious. Like, he looks...
Ian's perfect. Ian is literally perfect. I guess we should try and focus on last night's episode first.
I had two things for last night.
Yeah, let's talk about last night's episode. We had the veto. Janelle and Kasar lost. Cody won. It's not exciting to watch as a fan, but it's what happened. So let's talk about last night's episode.
So
what did we say?
My two favorite things were the vampire blood, when Janelle was putting it on her face. And Ian's like, you know, that is acid and...
Yeah.
Can we really be careful with that? And then she finally goes, "You're creeping me out," and takes it off.
Yeah, it was great.
And then the second thing was Star Babies.
But how about Ian in the DR with that segment too?
Yes.
Like, Ian, he's like, you know, a lot of these people focus on beauty, but me, I don't have to. Wink, or whatever he said.
Yeah.
But his wink literally made me melt.
Yeah.
I know that I'm not alone. I know that everyone in America is freaking out over Ian in the DR.
No,
he's incredible.
I hope he lasts long.
I want him to win.
Yeah.
I really do.
Yeah.
I feel like he will. And I feel like as people get out, like, you're just going to see him almost like turn on. Where, like,
right now,
he's very much like fading in the background.
Yeah.
But then at one point, I feel like he's just going to, like, I guess, try hard and
really
go out there and show all his cards.
What else from last night's episode do we want to talk about? That competition was rough to watch. That the cupcakes is kind of boring.
You know what, Kasar.
I'm not loving the comps, honestly, this season. I just got to say, like, you could talk about Kasar in a second, but the comps are not impressing me. This is All-Stars, and they're kind of boring.
Yeah, and to be honest with you, Kasar being a All-Star.
Okay, so I guess he just ignored what I said. He's literally just
got,
like,
his one track mind.
Yeah, he's got an agenda.
Right. So I'll stick with what Thomas is talking about.
Can we talk about the comps? They're terrible.
All right, go ahead.
We're missing the classic Big Brother comps.
Like, you know me, I don't watch for drama or anything. Like, I watch for the comps, and, like, I'm finding them so boring to watch. Like, even the one that's going on right now, it's just like
it's
roll
ski ball.
A ball up a hill, and then if it gets in, you got it.
It's ski ball. It's terrible.
Yeah.
Yeah, the competitions. Come on, Big Brother. You got to step it up. We want the endurance comps. We want to see you holding on to the vines. We want to see you, I don't know,
okay,
trying to fill up a jaw or whatever.
All right, so Kasar.
No, Kasar.
Kasar. All right, so Kasar is a veteran in this game.
Yeah.
And he makes a rookie mistake in that comp. Otherwise, he wins that comp.
What comp?
Last night.
The cupcake one?
Yeah. He got them all done. But the bottoms are wrong.
Oh, yeah.
Like, come on now.
All right, so moving on. What do we want to talk about next? I want to talk about Bailey and Davon's game and Kevin. Bailey, Davon, Kevin, Ian. Am I missing anybody who's technically labeled as a floater?
David.
Yeah.
You forgot him already.
No, I know. He's not memorable at this point. But
actually,
it's so frustrating to watch because they know what's happening with their games. There is a big alliance in charge, and no one wants to take the shot at them.
Hold on.
They want to vote with the house to not cause any waves. And Janelle called them out tonight in her eviction interview with Julie. She's 100% right. It's so frustrating to watch.
No, and here's the problem with that.
Because
because they don't know they're not.
No,
the
they know. They
Janelle,
know.
I mean, not Janelle. Davon and Bailey think they're in the alliance.
No, they don't. Not after this mess up with David that happened tonight.
Well, they're starting to get
it. Well, David's not in the Slick Six, is he?
David is not in the Slick Six, but that's my point.
The Slick Six, I feel like, is what's keeping them from really making any moves. I think it did do well at, like, pacifying them almost.
Right.
Because they are like, I believe Janelle is right, but I need to put all my cards in
the Slick Six.
Because if I don't, then... I have nothing.
Right. I hear that.
That's the bottom line. Once they really, really figure that out, they can now say,
yeah. So this, the reason why, I guess we're skipping ahead to tonight's episode now. Last night's episode was kind of wah-wah. I guess, you know what, actually, before we jump to tonight's episode, I just want to say one more thing. Danny, I love her. I love what we're seeing from her. Last night, she proved that she is the Big Brother 22 villain, and I'm here for it.
Yeah, she's definitely a villain.
I love it.
She's definitely a villain. What she told Nicole to do was kind of mean. She basically said, uninvite her in your wedding in her eviction speech.
Yeah.
And that's kind of mean. But she is being mean, but she's going in the DR and owning it.
Yeah,
so
exactly.
So there's a difference in people doing it and then not owning it in the
right.
DR.
Right, it's like when someone's doing something, but they say they're doing it, you can respect it. But when they're like, I'm not doing that. No, I'm being very kind. Like, I'm like being bullied and like I have to just retaliate. It's just like,
no, that's not the truth.
Right.
Take ownership.
Just own what you're doing and yeah. then people will root for you more.
In the words of Brett Robinson, just own it.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so now jumping ahead to tonight's episode. We saw David messed up a lot. He messed up big time. He let Tyler and Cody's name slip out of his mouth. It revealed to Davon and Bailey that they are not working as tightly with Tyler and Cody as they thought. And this is a big deal because I think that you're correct, Philip, that Davon and Bailey were being pacified because they were in the Six Slicks. But this mess up, what? What is that face, Dad?
I was saying the same thing as Philip, and you gave him all the credit.
Because he's the one that vocalized it, not you.
If you go back to the tape, you'll hear that I said it also.
I don't think you did. Mm. No, you said it, right?
We both said it.
Okay, you know what? It doesn't really matter.
Better.
So yeah, it was a big week. Queen Janelle went out, and that sucked.
Well, wait, are we still talking about David?
No, David. His we gotta continue up? On David.
Yeah, let's continue to talk about David.
Yes. Yeah, so I guess here's what I was gonna say. Because last year, I found like he seemed so intuitive on what was going on in the house. So like, and he was able to vocalize it. I feel like in game talk with where he was just saying like even to Kat, like if you don't know there's an alliance, you're not in it, right? And this year, you're seeing him. I feel like it's like last year he went in with no experience. He didn't really watch the show. And this year, I feel like he tried to maybe do some research and now is trying to use what he saw but doesn't know how to. And
yeah,
it's just kind
sense.
Of like turned into like he knows he needs to talk, like so he goes to talk to them. But then he's trying to use, I feel like, lingo that he's seen and it's just backfiring because
yeah.
he's saying the wrong things.
Yeah. No, that 100% is exactly what happened.
He actually got every single person mad at him. That is really helping him in this house.
Yeah.
It was insane how bad he was this week.
But I actually think it could be good for him, his longevity in the game, because he's not a threat. If anybody in that house is sitting next to David in the final two, they will probably win. He's played a terrible game.
Well, depends how he does later on, though.
Yeah, at this point. That's very fair. At this point, I would say that.
He could still be learning, and then once he learns...
Yep.
Boom.
Absolutely. And you know what? I got to say, as frustrating as it is to watch David on the feeds, you know, in tonight's edit on the actual show, we see David is a good guy. David is literally, he's an incredible person. He really, really is. He's not great at the game. He did no research. Last year, I think that you're right, Philip, that last year, his inexperience actually worked to his advantage. But this year, just from having played last year, being in the world, seeing the feedback on social media from last year, I think he knows a little more. And therefore, he's just, it's like putting a person that never played baseball before in a major league game is what it's like to watch.
Yeah. And the difference last year, he wasn't in with All-Stars.
Right. Absolutely. Yeah.
Everyone was inexperienced.
Right.
Right. Everyone was in the same boat last year.
Mm-hmm.
So I think, you know, but I will say David is literally just, he's one of the greatest people that I've ever, like when I have a conversation with him,
yeah.
he's just so great. And you could see that in the edit that he's owning up to the fact that he messed up.
Absolutely. That's
and I respect that. Like,
owned up to it.
He's not fighting. He's not trying to, you know, he messed up. He slipped and he's admitting it.
So yeah. he also.
And he's definitely intimidated too, because like
yeah.
talking to Tyler, like he can't. Say anything besides like I'm sorry and like trying to
you're right I messed
like,
up
he just kind of is like all right because I've already messed up enough. Can't do anything else. I'm just going to keep hurting myself.
What he should have done is lie to Tyler and not say he gave the name up.
Why?
Because why get himself in trouble with Tyler then?
But at least now it's going to
come out. Yeah, it's going to come out at some
point. And that's going to come into my theory for later.
Which is what? Fill us in.
No, we'll get to it. We'll get to it.
We're getting to it now. I want it now.
When it comes up, you'll know.
All right.
What?
All right, continue.
I mean, now I literally have nothing else to say. The episode's over. Just say what you want to say now.
All right. Is there anything you want to talk about from the episode?
I just want to say Janelle was savage also tonight.
She was great. The way that I love when she said, oh, yeah, I knew that Davon, Bailey, and Kevin weren't going to vote for me. I know what kind of players they are. Mm-hmm. Just like, whoa, really hit them where it hurts. Like, she's right, though. She's calling them out. Love that Danny did the rogue vote. Nicole Franzo looks like she's struggling in there big time.
I was very sad.
She looks tired. She looks like she's just not herself.
I don't know how it's going to go over her uninviting Janelle. They didn't get into it. Like, Janelle's
aunt. He really wanted Julie to get into it. What more is there to say? Like,
you know, like,
that's more between them than like.
Yeah, but with the mask on her face, you really couldn't see Janelle's response.
I mean, I feel like in her mind, she's kind of like, you're right, I really don't want to go.
Right.
She was like, doesn't really, there's no love lost there.
She didn't even acknowledge it.
Right.
Yeah.
She was like, oh, yeah.
But what I will point out is like when Julie was giving her like information, which I'm assuming again confirms there's no
battle back. Right.
Mm-hmm. But with that information, like she was completely blinded by Memphis, right?
Yeah.
And so now she's worried about Kaser, which was like very sweet too, where she's like, oh no, she's like very worried about him.
But, he doesn't know.
But like, here's the thing, like, if he ends up winning HOH, I do feel like he can still get Memphis because everyone really does see through Memphis. Right. So like, if Kaser wins, they're all going to tell him, I think.
Right,
like,
absolutely.
And throw him right under the bus. Yeah. And then Memphis isn't going to have any choice but to work with him.
Right, absolutely. And
so, like, while she's worried about it, I feel like he's not going to be there long enough if he doesn't win.
Kaser's going to win this HOH. I'm putting it out there. I want it to happen. Please, God, if you hear me, Big Brother gods, make Kaser win HOH. We want that so badly. Because what would happen if Kaser wins HOH? I think he would want, everyone in the house would wind up giving him information.
Yeah.
And it would set, it wouldn't be so much that he would get out a target. It would be more so that he sets himself up for the future of the game.
Mm-hmm.
And we want a game where Kaser makes it to the end in this.
I mean, so, at this point, I just want a game. Like,
I know.
Quick question. Cody wins the HOH. Does he put up Kevin and David?
Probably, yeah. That makes sense.
I think that right now they're all sick of David.
Maybe Kaser.
Yeah.
Maybe Kaser and David.
I know, but.
I don't think. I feel like Kevin won't go up with, I don't know, because they might still want David because they're still working with him, even if they don't trust him.
The issue. They want David out. They're going to want to put him up against somebody and make them want to put out
I bet it'll David. Be Kaser and Kevin.
But then they might want to vote out Kaser. That's my
Kaser point. Kaser and Kevin backdooring David is what I would think they would want to do.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Yeah, I don't think that they, because David will try and blow shit up if he knows that he's on the block at the start of the week. I think they want to give him less of an opportunity to do that.
Okay, that makes sense.
You know, you put up Kaser and Kevin, there's no blood on your hands.
Mm-hmm.
You're nominating two people who have already been nominated.
Well, I honestly think, even though he's working with Tyler, like, I feel like no one's really working with him. So he's kind of there, like, having to grasp at straws and just feel like no one wants to talk game with him. If they try,
with who, it's David? Painful.
Yeah, like,
well, yeah, I hear that. And you know what? Actually, on that note, I want to play devil's advocate a little bit. Okay, so David tells this secret, and what does it do? It blows up Cody and Tyler's game. Is that bad for David's game? No. It puts a target on their back instead of David's. It takes the target off. I mean, listen, no. Tyler and Cody are now targeting David. Not a good thing. But he drew light to the fact that Tyler and Cody are playing both sides. Now Davon and Bailey do not trust Tyler and Cody because of this move that David made. So, to be fair, it might have not been the worst thing in the world.
So, was it
for David's game? Because he gets to just walk away and then say, "I'm rookie. I messed up. I made a mistake. Your name slipped out of my mouth. I'm so sorry. I wish I could take it back.
Out of me.
But they got it out of me. I'm so sorry. I messed up." But the fact of the matter is, he put the target on Tyler and Cody's back. He exposed them. And that the only reason why David's playing a bad game, I'm doing air quotes right now, the only reason why David's playing a bad game is because he blew up everybody else's game. Is that a bad thing? No, he just exposed them.
So, maybe this was the plan that Ovi came up with.
What?
Because Ovi taught him how to play the game before he went back into the house.
Yeah, him and Ovi definitely talked beforehand, and they prepped.
Maybe this is the master plan by Ovi.
I don't think so.
Ovi-Wan Kenobi.
If he really didn't think so. Say anything in like the DR, like that he's messing up, like
right.
Then you can say it could be a good game move, but right. When you don't actually
own it
make
in the DR,
I'm having faith.
When it's just
when
luck.
It's not strategic, I think
it's just
yes,
luck, then.
I think it's luck.
I'm having faith. It was Ovi,
but.
Make any sense, Dad. That's not what Ovi told him to do. I don't know what you're saying. Even.
No, I know. Even on social
Thomas,
media,
even with
Ovi
what you
said,
were saying, I don't think it's a good game move because he blew up people's games of the only people who are working with him. He has to blow up the people who he's not working with. Like,
but in doing
if
so,
if all of his allies are going after each other, he's just going to lose his allies.
I'm dumb. I'm thinking. I'm a little stuck on that one. I don't know. I'm just playing devil's advocate. I'm saying like,
Thomas,
you know,
crashed.
Because I'm watching Tyler and Cody, and they're so upset. They're like, "Dude, he's a rookie. He made a major mistake. Why? You're just mad that he exposed your game. Like, I'm sorry. No, that
right. But again, like, it's his allies. It's not blowing up a game of someone who's not trying
but
to work with you.
They're his allies who are also a major threat in this game. If he can get them to still be his allies and have exposed them, not a bad game move.
I think you got to call Ovi.
This has nothing to do with Ovi. Nothing.
I know. Listen, Ovi was on social media and he said, "I gave him three things to do, and it looks like he did none of them."
Right. So why would you say it's Ovi's plan? You said this might have been Ovi's plan. Ovi literally wrote on his Instagram.
Except
or
there
his
was
Twitter.
One thing that he I don't know.
I don't think this
Let's
even
move on.
Makes sense. Like okay. People listening are not even gonna know what you're trying to say right now. No sense.
I'm giving kudos to Ovi. That's what I'm
for
doing.
What?
Because Ovi master planned the game with him.
Because Ovi...
He just wants to say that Ovi was working with him in the beginning.
Right, I'm like really confused.
That's what he's trying to get across.
Yes, but...
Moving on.
Forget it. Move on. You know what? Listen, all I could tell you is that I was 100% right. This was not an all-star season beginning of the year. And it has not been an all-star season. You don't give me the credit I deserve. You make fun of me. I'm telling you that I think Ovi had a plan with David to make him look stupid. And then people get voted out, and he's there near the end.
Literally nothing you're saying makes sense.
Why don't we talk about the two votes?
All right, let's talk about them. Enzo and Danny gave two votes to Janelle. Why? Why did they do that? Why?
Do you think they're going to try and pin it on Bailey and Davon?
Yeah, that's according to the feeds, that's exactly what's happening. Woof, that's going to suck. That's going to really, really suck.
But I feel like it's going to be very easy for them to prove, and it's just going to... So let's say, like, is their goal to lie to their alliance, or did their alliance plan it?
Their alliance didn't plan it. I think just the two of them
right.
planned
so
it.
Right, so let's say Tyler really, I think, trusts Bailey. So, like, if right. Bailey's telling him, "I didn't do it," and then he knows it's coming from his alliance, he's going to be like, "My alliance is lying to me." So it's just going to cause more friction, I feel like, in the alliance.
Yeah, absolutely, and there's already some friction within the
right.
alliance.
And... It depends, I guess, who wins HOH, but I think it could make it even more interesting because let's say, like, Bailey or Davon win,
yeah.
right? Like, they're going to know they're not the rogue vote.
Right.
And so it's going to be like, all right, well, who did it? And, like, it's going to be so easy for them to just be like, why would I do that? It's such a bad game move.
Right. A rogue vote has no weight until you see who wins the next HOH. Sometimes you can use the rogue vote to plant a target on someone's back, someone specific, but it really all comes down to who's going to win HOH. Because say Bailey wins HOH, She's like, I know I didn't do that vote. Who did? She will get to the bottom of it, and then that person will go up. So if Davon or Bailey become the HOH, Danny and Enzo are in major trouble.
So was it just the two of them planned it?
Yeah, just the two of them planned it together. That's it.
So interesting.
Mm-hmm. Yep, just to create chaos in the house.
Yeah.
It's going to be a chaotic week. I can't wait to see who wins HOH. Usually at this point of our podcast, usually at this point of the week, we know who won HOH, and we get to make predictions of how we think it's going to go. But that's not the case today.
Well, let's see. We can still predict based on the groups and what we think is going to happen. So we know Kacer's in the final round, right? Mm-hmm. And then Ian had one already. And yep. Then
who Nicole Franzel had another one.
Right, so let's
Harley say... Quinn, that's what she looked like tonight.
Let's say the three of them move on. Who's in the next group? Like, Tyler's in the next group.
No, he can't play.
Oh, he can't play, right.
Tyler can't play, so it's Bailey, Kevin,
Enzo,
Enzo, Danny, Cody.
They're all good.
And Memphis.
That's a good
right,
group.
That's what I'm saying. A lot of the good ones in one group.
Are in one group, you're right. Right.
So, Kacer then maybe has a better chance because... only three of those can move forward. So, like, I mean...
yeah, that's really true.
Anyone in his group he demolished, so right. We already know he's better than them.
Right.
So he's only got to beat out three more people.
Yeah, that's so really true.
Odds are in his favor.
Look how good Philip is. I love when he's on the podcast.
Do we think that that's done on purpose, the groupings?
I don't think so. I think they really... you pick it out of a hat. You really literally do.
Okay. I didn't know because I wasn't on the show before. So I don't know.
Okay. Wow. He's coming for me. Yikes.
Well, you came for me the whole show. So what do you want me to do? I have some questions that were asked. Is it time for questions?
Yeah, let's go to... all right. Let's do some questions, guys.
All right. So, all right. Now, it's hard for me to say names sometimes, but this is Listitamar.
That's not English.
List it.
Oh God, Dad!
I know who you're talking about.
Listitamar. Yeah, I guess. Shoot. Sorry, Listitamar. But yay! Thanks for writing a question.
And we like her.
Well, first off, whoever said you guys should be saying names, because yous are always the worst at it, so I feel like you're going to butcher anyone you try and say.
I know. It's true. Well, all
right. All right, so Listitamar, she, I guess it's a she. It's a picture of a girl there.
Oh, God. Oh, God.
Well, I got it wrong the last time.
He's so embarrassing.
All right. Anyway, my question for the podcast. Danny's dad, Evil Dick, confirmed that there was pre-gaming between Nicole, Cody, and Danny. They formed an alliance before coming into the house. Feeders are upset about this because it makes it unfair to other house guests, and production is letting them get away with it, making the season boring. Do you guys feel this is fair?
No, I don't think it's fair because it's a breach of contract. It literally is.
The pre-gaming?
Yeah, pre-gaming is a breach of contract. It is. Mm-hmm. It's cheating. Listen, I understand that it happens, and I understand that it is a big part of the game at this point, but the fact of the matter is it is cheating. You sign a bunch of NDAs saying that you're not going to tell anybody when you're going on the show. If you tell your friends and talk about it ahead of time and make a plan ahead of time, you are cheating. Mm-hmm. That's what it is.
And it is unfair to people like Nicole Anthony who wouldn't do
that. Yeah, Nicole Anthony wouldn't tell some of her closest friends. She didn't want to take that risk. She... mm-hmm. She's not a cheater. I don't think that these people are horrible for pre-gaming, but I do think that it is cheating. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. What do you, Philip?
I hate pre-gaming because this entire season is different if no one did that.
Like, right, yeah.
Nicole, I think, still in the house. I think even Keisha might still be in the house. Like, it's everyone who's in the alliance, I feel like, is people who pre-gamed in some form with each other.
Yeah.
And that's why I think there's so many spider webs because so many people were talking outside and they're just kind of waiting to see who they need to really cling on to.
All right. Here's a good question from Leanna Diorio. Her Instagram is @ofpearl. Do you think that Kacer was a detriment to Janelle's game? I can't help but wonder how the house would have been different if Janelle was playing alone. Please discuss. That's a great question.
I think it goes to both of them. If either of them didn't have the other one, it would have been much more beneficial. Like you and Christy. Like if Christy wasn't there, it would have been better for you. If you weren't there, it would have been better for her.
Absolutely. I think that being a duo puts a major target on your back. And the fact of the matter is, this was the third time that Janelle and Kacer have been put on the block together. This is not their first rodeo. They've been doing this for a while. So I do think that both of them were a detriment to each other's game. You know, it's got me thinking, though, actually. Another reason why they should have taken out Kacer tonight over Janelle, they've evicted three girls pre-jury. That means that the jury is going to be predominantly male. So if I was a girl left in that house, if I was Danny, even Nicole Franzel, who obviously her and Janelle don't get along, if I was a girl in that house, I would fight so hard to keep Janelle just to try and even out the jury. If, say, Danny and Cody are sitting on the final two chairs together, a jury that's predominantly male is probably going to vote for Cody to win over Danny. The girls have less of a shot of winning when you put all the guys in the jury. That's my opinion.
I don't know if I necessarily agree with that because, like take Nicole. Like everyone says she's more likely to be friends with a guy. So
Nicole Franzel,
she's more likely might be to vote for a guy. And even though she's a girl, it's not like counting her as I'm going to vote for a woman. And
No, I really think it.
I don't know. If I was on the jury, I would vote more based on game rather than gender because...
Well, that's how the Broncos roll.
Absolutely. Yeah, we vote based on game. Absolutely. Mm-hmm. I'm proud to say that. I think all of us would vote based on game and not emotionally. But I think that you also vote for who you connect with more.
Well, Bailey brought it up in the house meeting that they had, you know, with that alliance.
Uh-huh.
And basically, Danny and Nicole were like, nah, we're okay with the guys in this group. It's not a problem.
Right.
So they got shot down.
Yeah. All right. This next question is from Liz Skokin. Liz wants to know, do you think Danny, and Cody for that matter, is keeping Nicole close not only because they're friendly outside, but she slash he wants to have a winner in her pocket to go against in final two? Why would you want to go against a winner in the final two? Because if a winner makes it to final two, they're going to win again. Mm-hmm. The fact that a winner can make it that far, I would think that the winner would get the votes over the person that hasn't won.
It depends. Somebody may not want somebody to be the second winner.
I think that's the stupidest thing I've ever
heard.
It.
If you know, Ian and Nicole Franzel did talk about it, the Million Dollar Club. They're the only
two
winners.
That's why they want to go against each other.
Right. But they said they're worried about people not wanting to give them the second win.
But I think if they actually played a game that is deserving to get there, like right now I would say if Ian makes it and like he ends up switching and starts really like gaming and doing really well, like I would say he would deserve it because he did show that he was, and if he's able to vocalize that in his final speech, which I think is a big thing.
Which he would because he's amazing.
Right. I think the biggest thing when, again, you can own what you've done and explain
like
how.
Like even the segment with Ian on this hammock tonight, how he was talking about he's purposefully playing dumb because people think of him as a smart person. He's trying to make sure that that's not the reputation he has in the house this year.
Against Nicole, like at this point, let's say, like she was in, it's far away, so it's hard to really even theorize about a lot of this. But like, let's say she's in the final two. And she's saying, like, I did this, this, and this. I, like, made all these alliances. I was running the house with these people. Like, those are all the people that she was working with. So I feel like they're going to be like, no, you really weren't running the house. Like, we were winning the comps. We were making the decisions. And you were just going along with it. Like, they know her game because they're the ones playing with her. You know what I mean?
Yeah, 100%.
Like, Ian, if he said these things, I feel like they'd be like,
oh,
he's
right.
Like, he did this.
Because they wouldn't be able to fact check
him. You know what's funny? He's really got some good insight.
Philip, I know. He's smart. Very smart, Sean.
Mm-hmm. Very interesting. He might actually compete with me.
For what?
You know, there's no competition between us.
For being, what?
Being, like, you know, good in games.
There's literally no
for
competition
between us. Being good in games?
Us.
I'm so confused. What game have you guys played?
I forget.
Well, what do you mean?
He's
what game have you guys
say,
played?
Being the smartest man in the room.
Right.
Yes.
Like, that's what he's going towards. But we already know he loses every time.
I wish you guys could actually play Big Brother, because I bet neither one of you would be able to get to fifth place even.
Yeah, we won't float on by.
Absolutely not. Don't you dare call me a floater.
All right, so explain your game then.
No, my game is in the past. We've moved on. We've moved on. All I could say is it was all strategy.
Get the six back together.
Oh my God.
One week too long.
1 week too long. That's exactly right.
Anyway, any more questions?
Let's see. What else do we got?
I got one coming in now.
He just looks at his phone.
So, John Doe just asked, what did you think about the Christmas babies?
He's trying to bring it back to that.
Well, we all know who John Doe is. I guess John... Thank you so much for writing in, John Doe. We love when you write to us.
I thought the Star Babies was one of the funniest segments I've seen all year. I have to get it out. We missed it earlier. I'm sorry.
I won't argue that it was funny, but like, you also have to say it went on for too long because they had nothing to show.
Right. Nothing.
Like, it was funny for 5 minutes, but then when it's 10 minutes of her taking care of babies multiplying, like, yeah, it's just like, all right, move on.
All right.
There was a couple of funny comments. Enzo, what are you doing when the ninth baby came out?
Yeah, I loved
it. It
was
really funny. A couple of funny
comments. It was the same comment like 6 times.
All right. I found it funny and I had to bring it up.
It was funny, just not...
Not as funny as I think? Okay.
No, just it was too long. The joke was butchered.
Thank you, John Doe.
New question from Courtney Chrysler. Courtney wants to know, do you think that there will be a Taco Tuesday in the foreseeable future? Also, what are your thoughts on Big Brother bringing back Pandora's Box and the coup d'etat?
Pandora's Box, I think, can make a comeback.
I don't think that they will bring back the coup d'etat. I think that it just like reeks of production fixing for a certain outcome. I could see Pandora's Box coming back,
mm-hmm,
because at the end of the day, the person still does have a choice. And do I think that there will be a Taco Tuesday in the foreseeable future? Probably not, because there's no one like Christy Murphy.
Mm-hmm.
But I do think that we're going to start to see these people rip each other apart. All right, our last question is from Lucy C. Lucy wants to know, who do you think is going to turn on each other first? I think the relationships between Franzel, Danny, and Christmas are not genuine. Each of those girls will choose to align with Cody or Tyler before they choose to align with each other as the weeks go on. Also, Memphis saying that the girls need to step it up rubbed Christmas and Danny the wrong way. How long until that becomes a thing?
Wow, this is a good question.
Great question. It's a spinoff of what we were just talking about. Mm-hmm. Thanks, Lucy. You're amazing. Who do we think is going to turn on each other first?
I think it's going to depend. Do they catch Danny and what she's doing?
Danny's playing a great game.
Right?
I'm a big Danny fan. I know that people are hating on her right now because she's, air quotes, the mean girl of the season, but it's all on purpose. She's owning it all in the DR. I am here for it. I love it. I also love what she said in the DR about Janelle being the queen, but it's time for a new coronation. I love her. I really do. But wait, let's get back to the actual question. So, yeah, who do we think is going to turn on each other first? I would say Tyler. Tyler, Tyler, Tyler. And he'll find a way around it, as he always does. But Tyler is, at the end of the day, looking out for Tyler. And if somebody in his alliance doesn't fit his game, that he's going to find a reason to get rid of them. And he will pin the entire house against them too. He's done that in the past. We've seen him do it time and time again. And I have no doubt that he can do it again.
I don't know. I think he's able to adapt very well.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely.
Well, that's why he's a chameleon. He's a goat, right? It's because...
He's a goat.
He's a goat.
And that's why. Because he's able to adapt like
that's
that.
Why he's a goat.
I get no respect. Anyway, like I said, I'm thinking if Danny gets caught, then that
caught she, what though? What is she really she, doing?
She is going.
What
she's
is she
the one,
doing that wait, no one else?
She's
is doing.
The one that told Tyler that right. Davon
yes.
right?
was trying to flip the votes.
So somehow she kept out of that with David, right? So I'm saying she's doing that left and right to different people.
But so is everybody.
I know, but if they catch her, she'll be the one that will be in trouble. And I think she actually fights back really well.
I would love to see her go up against Bailey. I feel like that would be a fun war.
Yeah, I would like to see that too.
Mm-hmm.
And maybe we'll get there with these votes.
Yeah, oh, that's really true. Yikes.
Mm.
All right, guys, let's wrap this thing up. Thank you so much for listening, everybody. Submit your questions to realtalkpodcast.com, and we will answer them on the next episode, which will drop Monday morning. We're going to have a lot to cover on Monday because we will have a new HOH nominees, and we will also have a lot of stuff to cover on the feeds. All
right,
cool.
Jell won't be back, right?
No. Yeah, Jell won't be back, here again. So we got Philip again. I'm so excited.
Yay.
Yay. All right, guys, thanks so much. We'll see you next time.
All right, take care.
Bye.
Is there a goodbye thing? Like
the no, there's no goodbye thing, okay. Philip.
Bye.
Hey, it's Leslie Odom Jr. here on the Broadway Podcast Network to tell you about the RISE Theater Directory, a program of Maestro Music. RISE is a national online resource designed to connect and empower backstage and administrative and creative theater professionals from underrepresented backgrounds. If you work or aspire to work in the theater community, this can help you find your next project. And if you hire theater professionals, search the RISE Theater Directory to find your next team. Create your profile now and get more information by visiting risetheater.org. That's theater with an RISETHEATRE.org. Because only together we rise.
It is Ryan here, and I have a question for you. What do you do when you win? Like, are you a fist pumper, a woohooer, a hand clapper, a high fiver? I kind of like the high five, but if you want to hone in on those winning moves, check out Chumba Casino. At ChumbaCasino.com, choose from hundreds of social casino-style games for your chance to redeem serious cash prizes. There are new game releases weekly, plus free daily bonuses, so don't wait. Start having the most fun ever at ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void or prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18+.